Okay, page 460. Simon Shin Samach Vav. We are in the middle of Seif Gimel. Let's start from the last word on the page. Va'afilu. Va'afilu katan yochel ligvay so'erev ule kaptzai. We were in the middle of discussing this idea the last time before Pesach, when we ended. And we are discussing here the collection of the Eruvei Chatzeros. The Eruvei Chatzeros collected must be deposited in one of the bottom of the Chatzer. And we discuss at great length where it is stored. Wherever it's stored, the house where it's stored must meet certain specifications. It must be real bias. It must be 4x4 tzvachim. I'm sorry, 4x4 amos. It must be real bias. We mentioned that this halacha, that it must be 4x4 amos, is also true when it comes to a mezuzah. In order for a room to be obligated in having a mezuzah, the room must be dalid amos by dalid amos. We discussed if you need it to be perfectly square, at least perfectly square, or if it's sufficient, or if it's 16 square amos. And then we discussed in detail, is the collection of an Erev Midin Kinyan, or is it a Kinyan, or is it just that everyone should be together? If it's a Kinyan, there may nafkaminas. Then you can give money. And also, if it's a Kinyan, each one must give at least a pruta. But if it's a... And also, you need an adult to collect it. But if the Eruvei Chatzeros is not a business transaction, instead it's just we're all one big happy family, then the value of the Erev does not need to equal a pruta, and you don't need an adult, and that's what we're learning right now, that even a child can collect the Erev because it's not a kinyan. It's just that everyone should be joined together in a single location, and therefore we have many leniencies. It's not a business transaction. We mentioned last time about how important it is that there should be peace among the people of the courtyard, being that the entire purpose of a Eruvei Chatzeros is to bring everyone together. Then the Mechaber and the Mishmur are almost obsessed with this idea that if there's any small defect in the peace, in the shalom, the unity between the group of people, that defeats the purpose of the Eruvei Chatzeros. The entire purpose of the Eruvei Chatzeros is there should be shalom among everyone. Everyone is living together as one big happy family. And if you're going to fight, last week we put the Erev in this house, and this week you're changing it to a different location. Why? We discuss all different examples of chashad. What is the chashad? Okay, we'll leave it with that, but let's now just go to this last halach over here on page 460. The afilu katan yochol ligvay sa'erev l'kav, even child is allowed to collect the Erev and to collect it and gather it together. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, the first word of the page. It is, well, the second of Chavches, Sif Katan Chavches, Afilu Katan, V'yakol Mitam Hanal. It reviews the Yisro we learned last time. This all is for the reason we learned before, She'enem Yishom Kinyan. The reason, Eruvei Chatzeros, when you collect, you're not making a transaction. She'yehei Tzorch Bar Das Lehaknos, because if you were making a transaction, then the child would not be allowed to collect the Erev on behalf of all the residents of the courtyard. Even though the child in halach has no significance, it's automatic. As long as the Erev has been collected, it's good enough. Yet the Mishnah Berurah is something very interesting. You would think by extension, you would assume that if a non-Jew were to collect a piece of bread from all of the residents of the courtyard, that would be the same. Just like a child has no halachic significance, so a non-Jew would be the same. No, the Mishnah Berurah does not allow this. Why? Not because there is anything halachically wrong with him collecting air, but rather he is suspected of stealing the Erev and exchanging it for a poorer quality piece of bread than what was originally collected. And then people will begin to fight. What's going on? How come you gave whole wheat and I gave regular bread? Or so on and so forth. Barley. There'll be bad feeling between the residents if we do not want a goy to get involved. Not because there is anything halakhically wrong, but because of the practical problem that he is suspect to steal what he has collected. Okay, yeah.
Was it last week or whenever it was that we said that around Pesach time?
Yes, we're going to read it again here soon, yes. Erev Pesach, the minhag Yisrael is to create the Erev Chatzeros on Erev Pesach.
And there's an actual expiration date, or that's just a...
It's just a minhag.
So if you had, let's say, from last year, I have a box of matzah in my closet.
Can you use the same box of matzah? L'chor you can. Why not?
I don't have to do the review... You know,
do you make another bracha every? Do you make a new bracha every year? I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know, maybe as we go through halachos, I didn't get very far in preparation. My preparation. Maybe as we go through halachos, we'll learn. We'll learn.
Didn't you say also that every week you had to renew?
It? Well, that wasn't there. That's what the Mechaber speaks about. The Mechaber speaks about his time. And his time, ideally, they would renew it every single week. For many, no. First of all, they didn't use matzah; it would spoil, so it wouldn't even exist. Also on Shabbos. They would eat it. It would be consumed. And also, as we mentioned, that's the whole purpose of the Erev, to bring everyone together. So if every single week you are renewing this ritual, you are bringing the group together, you're collecting the different techniques we're going to see now. Either everyone gives a little piece of bread, a little bulka, or one person's mezaka on behalf of everyone. But when you go through this process, you bring to mind, however you do it, we're all one big happy family. We're all living together. And that's exactly what the Erev is supposed to accomplish. So the more you do it, the better it is. That's ideal. Mm-hmm. Today, even talking about Mishnah Berurah, people are just too busy for this. They don't have time for this. So we always fall back on the bare bones skeleton halacha. We fall back, and if you do it once a year, it's also good. And if you use the same box of matzah, it appears that you do make a bracha once a year. It appears to you do. I'm not exactly sure. We'll see again halacha. And also, this whole thing you make it in the Beis HaKnesses. It should be stored. You have a community. If you have a community, let's say a community where you have an Erev, so they should store the Eruv Chatzeres Hakpod the Bedavka in the Beis HaKnesses in a shul, not in someone's private home. And we'll see different reasons why. Later on, because maybe that person is not home for Shabbos, so you don't have access. It's important that you should have access to the food. So in the shul, everyone shares the shul. Everyone has committed to come to the shul. That's the ideal place where the Erev should be stored. We'll see more about that very soon. Let's see the Hagah. Hagah mentioned this right now. We'll see some of these halachos right now. Hagah. The Haminog. Bezman hazel lehaniach erev bebeis hakneses. That's the custom to put in the beis hakneses. Vecheinuagu hakadmoinim. It's an old minhag. The Rama says. The Rama. He's writing this a long time ago. He says even this comes from way back. Venirli hatam. Now there's a problem with that. The problem is that we'll see in a moment that we're very familiar from the daf. Right? We learn in Mishnayos. You learn the daf. You know there's something called the Ruvich Hatzeros, and it's shetufei mavos. Two different things. You have mavui. The mavui is the alleyway. In the mavui, there are courtyards. So you have to do it's a two-step process. Everyone in the courtyard gets together and makes the Ruvich Hatzeros, and they put the bread in the one of the bottom, and then all of the courtyards get together and they join together in a shetufei mavos. All the courtyards come together and they put in wine. And the wine is stored in a courtyard, not in the bayis. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And that's, I think, what most people are familiar with, because most people learn this only in Gemara. They don't necessarily learn halacha l'maisa. Only the few rabbanim learn the halacha l'maisa, who have to actually study to prepare for modern day eruvim. But it's not what we paskin. The way we paskin is if you make a shitufei mevos, it works. It takes care of everything. It's koilal everything. You don't need to make both. A shituf works. It works as a migo. The Be'er Halacha, Be'er Halacha explains. It's a migo that once you bring together the courtyards, it's not clear the lamas. But once you bring together the courtyards, automatically all of the batim that are tuffle to the courtyard are included in the shituf. So all you really need to do is make a shitufei mevos. If you're making a shituf, what should you use, ideally? Wine, not bread. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, and there's a reason for it, I don't remember all the details, but an Erev you use bread, and a shituf you use wine. We cross over, what is it called, the cars?
Hybrid.
Crossbred, hybrid. We make a shituf. Our Eruv Chatzeros really works midin shituf. And it's koilel the eruv echatzeros. It works. It also includes the eruv, and that's why we use bread. Being that, and what's nafka mean? Where do you put it? You put it in a courtyard. You don't put it in someone's house. See, the eruv echatzeros hakpado. You put it in someone's house. Shituf, you put it in one of the courtyards. We put it in the courtyard. What's a courtyard? A shul. Because a shul is shared by everyone in the community. It's not a place where anyone lives. You're not supposed to live in the Beis HaKnesses Mamish. Could be people are living in the room adjacent to the Beis HaKnesses, but in the Beis HaKnesses Mamish, people do not live. But we use bread. So we are combining the lumdis of Eruv with the lumdis of Shituf, and we make one, that's what's hakpada bedafka in a courtyard. You're not going to put out in the street today, because you put out a box of matzahs in the streets, it'll be gone in 2 minutes. A cat will eat it, or someone will take it away, or the next time it rains, it'll be gone. And you're not going to construct a whole structure for it. So you put it in the best halachic courtyard. What is a courtyard? A place that's shared by the community, Beis HaKnesses. We didn't shituf. But being that our shituf and mevos halacha lemaisa also functions as a ruvi chatzeros, we use bread, which is what is used for a ruvi chatzeros. Hago, v'haminig b'zman hazil o'nicha ariv b'beis haknesses, v'chein rog v'kadmoinim v'niru liyatam de eruvim shalonu yeish lochem din shituf. Our Erev works within Shituf and Mavos. The Ein Tzach Lahaniach in Beis Tir, you do not need to put the Shituf in the Beis Tir. You put the Shituf Adrav, the Shituf goes in the courtyard. I am Kamon Sim Shin Pei Vav, Shin Pei Zayin. We'll learn that later on, but let's give you the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Tes. V'nil Yatam Rotsa Lomar, Af Al Pi Shebeis HaKnesses Inu Roy Ledira, Mibnei Kiddush Osoy. A Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to do these restrictions. We're talking about a real Beis HaKnesses. Where, it's like today, all of our shuls are shtiblach, pretty much. That's why it's called a shtiblach. What is a shtiblach? A shtiblach in Yiddish means a room. Chassidim, they build a chatchila, because they want to eat there, they want to do koldav asa. And that's why it's called a shtiblach. But the truth is, all of the bate midrashos and bate knesios today are built with that tenai, that it should have the status where you can do whatever you want. In a shul and beis medrash, you can eat and sleep, and so on and so forth. Rotzalomer, aval b'shabes haknesses mikra din inu roy ladira menei kiddush asay sharei hadira chu mokem hoachila, because a dira is a place of achila. The osur leachol b'beis haknesses im loy haloyim dim shem unless you're learning there, which means it's not a beis haknesses, it means a beis medrash then. Because a real Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to eat. It means a Beis Medrash you're allowed to eat. If you learn there, K'moshe Kassim B'Simel L'Kufnan Aleph, Mikol Makom, Yesh L'Kaim HaMinog. So there's a Minog. Unbelievable. There's also a Minog when it comes to the din of, even though our Yukonologists, even in his time today, the whole concept of a real Beis HaKnesses doesn't exist. So what? It used to exist, such a concept. And therefore, the Minog is, that's where the Erev goes. The only thing that counts for the shituf is that it should be guarded. Let's go next. Lufi ze she'ein beis haknesses nechshav lebeis tira chashvinan le'rak kichatzar hashutafin. Since a beis haknesses is not called a dira, it's called a courtyard. Umut l'taltal mimenu l'chatzar acheres b'li eruv echatzeres dekol hamechatzeros reshus achas k'mavor b'simin shenamitz. He's telling us here something which is incidental. Let's say for whatever reason you did not make an eruv echatzeros. You have a city and you have an Erev around the entire community. You have a Tzuras HaPesach, or you have a wall. And for whatever reason, you forgot that Pesach to make your Eruv Echatzeros. So no one is allowed to carry. Pasha. No one is allowed to take something from their home to the street. Pasha. That you're not allowed to do. Because you have forgot an essential ingredient of an Eruv is the Eruv Echatzeros. You did not make the Eruv Echatzeros. No one can carry from their home to the street, from the street to the home, one home to another home. But anything that is in a courtyard, that's already in the street, can be carried to another street, or can be carried to another public area, including to a Beis HaKnesses. So if you did not make it, if you did not make an Eruvei Chatzeros, Meir Simcha, here's the reason why I'm here. Meir Simcha, he's the one that got me this job. He came over to me in Chaim Blin and said, I'm looking for someone to say Shir in a Yom Yisrael Midwood. He knows, what's his name?
Yosef Siegel.
Yosef Siegel. See, he's his friend, so somehow he made the Shidduch. So according, so we have over here, an incidental halacha. If you did not make an Eruvei Chatzeros, I'd always give the example with an apartment building. If you did not make an apartment building in Eruvei Chatzeros, you're not allowed to take something from your apartment into the hallway, into the lobby. But if there is an object that's resting in the lobby before Shabbos begins, you're allowed to carry in the lobby wherever you want. There are toys in the lobby, and the children want to play with the toys, and there's no Eruvei Chatzeros, because the lobby is the chotzer. And the chotzer, anything that's resting in the chotzer is mutter. The prohibition is only to take from a reshus that's milch for one person and bring it to the area that's shared by the group. So here we learn, Derech Agav, since the ideal place to put the Eruv is in the Beis HaKnesses, because the Eruv is not as it works, a Shituf, and when you make a Shituf, you put the Shituf in the courtyard. So we learn, incidentally, that the Beis HaKnesses has the status of a courtyard. And therefore, so that if you have a community where you did not make an Eruv HaTzeros, and you may look, you're not allowed to carry from a bais to the courtyard, but things that are in the street, you are allowed to carry in the street from one place to another place, as long as you don't go into a private area, you're allowed to go from the street to the Beis HaKnesses, and from the Beis HaKnesses to the street, because the Beis HaKnesses has the status of a public area, a courtyard. Just it's a side halacha. Now let's look over here in the Beir Halacha. The Beir Halacha says something important. It's where it says V'nirli Hatam. It's right in the middle. Right in the middle of the Beir Halacha. V'nir liyatam, the Dibra Masa, the bold letter, V'nir liyatam, the Eruvim Shalonu Yeish Lachem Din Shito, V'hik Shabach, V'simin Shem Hevav, Kevon, the Be'eruv Zem, Arvim Kolabotim, Shal Diro, to have the Eruv Shito B'yachad, V'adai did Tzarech Lanichem B'beis Diro, V'loi Beis HaKnesses. So his question is, should be just the opposite. That you should be required to, since this Eruv is going to bring everyone together, shouldn't the ideal place be to put the Eruv in a house? Normally you have two separate Eruvim. Eruvei Chatzeros and Shitufei Mevos. So here we're telling you that this Eruv works midin Shituf. But where's your Eruvei Chatzeros? That's what really was asking. So, very good. You have here Shitufei Mevos. All of the courtyards are joined together. But what happened to your Eruvei Chatzeros? You're right. This is something which you learn the Gemara, you don't pick this up, that there is no Eruvei Chatzeros. Making a Shituf covers the Eruv as well, according to the Halacha. The Hainu, and the exact lumbus of the Sfar, I do not know, but Migu, the Mahani Eruv Zeh Shemanichim Bebeis HaKnes, Lahat HaChatzer Shemavui, since this Eruv works, this that we put this Eruv in the Beis HaKnesses, it works to permit carrying in all of the courtyards, that all the courtyards are joined together, Mahani Nami, Lahatir Habotim Shebuchotzer, to allow all of the homes in each courtyard to carry into the courtyard. Ucha'ainza Isa Begamar, the Gemara does mention Shaswara, Ayan Sham, Vachin Kosav, Apimugadim, Gamkein, Besimin Shin Pezain, Ayan Sham. So he's teaching us the Yasod that the Shituf, Halacha Lamaisa, encompasses everything. No, so it appears to be a lechatchila. And what's interesting is we use bread. It seems there is some, we use not wine. The ideal shituf is yai, not bread. But being that this shituf is serving also for the function of the Eruv, it encompasses the Eruv, we do use bread. We combine these two together, and this appears to be lechatchila.
Didn't we previously say if they forgot to make it?
Yeah.
So that would make it seem like it's a bidia?
If they forgot to make what?
They make the Eruv Chatzeros, but they had the Shituf.
Oh, that's a different story. That's where you do have a Shituf. But I'm not certain. I'm not clear. But it appears from this halacha that lechatchila,
The way it says it here.
Yeah.
Years ago, it looked the other way.
Wait, what do you mean a few minutes ago?
You said before that they forgot to make the Reuven Chatzeres.
I mean they made nothing. Let's say in the case of the Beis Hakneses.
They forget. They didn't make anything.
Right. Let's say they did not do anything at all. So it appears that l'chatzil, that's how it's done. You make the b'shituf, which serves as both. Okay, now we go to some other halachas. They're not such easy halachas. Sarach litin al kol erev b'chli echad, the entire erev. We're going to see later on in much more detail what needs to be collected. Basically, we need enough food for two meals for one person. Mazon shtei sudos. Enough food, two bulkas. Enough food for two meals for one person is good for an entire city. It's all you need. However, you least need mazon shtei sudos. Let's say the utensil, the basket, where you're putting your batza, is so small you can't fit two matzahs in one basket, for I don't know why, whatever reason, and you put the bread in two different baskets, no good. Being that the purpose is to join everyone together, if you're going to have two separate utensils, it may result that one basket will find itself in this house, and some kid will take another basket and drag it to someone else's house. And then the Eruv is divided, and it defeats the function of the Eruv to bring everyone together. So there's a hakpada, very, very interesting halacha, hakpada, that everything, that all the food, which the requisite shear of food, which is required, which we'll learn later on, must be collected and deposited in one utensil. Tzarech litin ha'kol erev b'chli echad. V'im chilko, if you divide the food, u'nissano b'shnei chelim, eino erev, it's not a kosher erev. Elim kei nismali echad. The only exception is if you originally intended to be put in one utensil and then it overflowed and it fell off, and then you put the leftovers in another utensil. So that, in that case, is exceptional. We allow, it's okay. LMK, nismale ha'echad, if one is filled, v'oz mutar. V'hu sheyush shnei akelim v'aisechad, even though that's okay, that the food is in two different utensils, but it must at least be in one room, in one location. Okay, let's next, halacha simen hey. Tzarech shelo yakbid shum echad amhem al eruvoy im yochlenu chaver. Now let's deal with the case. We're going to see the different ways to make an eruv. The mechaver is discussing a case where everyone gives a bulka. Everyone contributes a small loaf of bread. You don't have to do that. One person can give on behalf of everyone. But for whatever reason, let's discuss the case. The case here is where we're going to join the eruv. I'm not giving for you. You're not giving for me. I'm going to put a bulka in the basket. Let's say there are three people in the courtyard. I'll put a little bulka, you'll put a little bulka, and he'll put a little bulka. Three bulkas in the basket. And one of the three people says, I dare anyone here to eat my bread. If any of you two take my bulka, World War III will break out. It will be the end. In that situation, it's not a kosher erev, because that defeats the purpose of achdus among the group. So shelo yakbid shum echad mehem al eruvo im yochlenu chaver v'im makbid. If he is makbid, he threatens them, then ein erev, it's not a kosher. L'koch lifot tzarch lizor shelo l'ori b'dover shetikein l'tzarch Shabbos. Therefore, if you need this bulka for Shabbos, it's your Shabbos meal, or it's your shalosh shudis, don't, you know, it has to be extra food. Because if this, I'm planning to come here tomorrow for my shalosh shudis and to eat this bulka, that means if someone Friday night, my neighbor Friday night comes and eats it Friday night, and then I come shalosh sudos and it's not there, I'm going to explode. So if I am relying upon this piece of bread for my Shabbos meal, that automatically means I'm makbid. There are two ways to be makbid. I have ksuda shloim of a shaita. I have in my home a caterer. I have enough food for an army. But I'm not a nice guy. I'm a nasty guy. I don't want you touching my bulka. I don't care. I'm a multimillionaire. I have a caterer. But don't you dare touch this bulka. It's mine. It's not yours. That's no good. I could be the nicest guy in the world, but I need this for my meal. This is what I'm going to eat. If I'm not going to eat, I get grouchy. I need it. So I'm a nice guy, but It's my Suda Shabbos. If it's my Suda Shabbos, it automatically means I'm Makbid. So therefore, the Mechaber tells us there are two conditions. Number one is, make sure, even if you're the nicest guy in the world, it's not your Suda Shabbos. Number two, even if it's not your Suda Shabbos, you have to be a nice guy and don't be so upset if someone else will eat your food. Okay, the Vavish is next Vav. Vav, Ein, Marvin, Beprusa, Afilu, Gidil, Rab. You're not allowed to use for your Eva Prusa. Now, this means where everyone joins together, going out our case, where everyone, three people in the courtyard, everyone is contributing a piece of bread. Everyone must contribute a whole loaf of bread, or a bulk, even a small, teeny little bulk. But it must be complete. You're not allowed to contribute a broken piece of bread, a slice of bread. That's takanas chazal, because it will lead to eva, bad feeling. Why bad feeling? I'm going to give a slice of bread, and you're going to go give a challah, nice, big. So, Derek, oh, you're cheap. Oh, I gave a whole challah, you just gave a loaf, you gave a slice of bread. It's going to lead to fighting, and that defeats the purpose of the air where everyone has to be joined together, there has to be peace. Let's say I give a big challah, like if I go to a wedding, I have this big challah, and you give a little bulka, that doesn't matter. That's not going to cause strife, Chazal said, because I gave something complete. Even though you gave a big thing, I gave a small thing. That far Chazal, when you're cheap, give a slice of bread, a half a bagel, that's already a statement that you're cheap. It's very small, you can be as long as if you're going to use a little teeny book, a teeny little book, let's say he's now referring to the second case. Mishmur explains. The second case where one person is mezakeh for the whole group. There are three people in the courtyard. No one has to bring anything. I'm going to let my loaf of bread serve as the erev for everyone to learn. That's what we're doing. There are two ways to make an erev. Either everyone contributes, or one person gives on behalf of everyone. If one person gives on behalf of everyone, that's fine, but make sure you give enough that there's mazon shtei, it's a large amount. It's that one loaf of bread is enough food, there's enough bread in that one loaf for two meals for one person. And that's good enough for an entire city, for 1,000 people. So if one person wants to give everyone, you want to give one bulka, fine, but make sure it's large enough for the entire community. There's a famous Musar Vart from this halacha that if you go to a wedding, they give a massive, massive challah, but it's cut at the end. It's not shalim. And verse, a little bulka, or a little bulka might not be enough. It's not necessarily Muslim Shei Studos. It has to be Muslim, whatever the fill out with the shear is. But let's say you give a bulka that's enough to be Muslim. So what's the halacha? The Erev, the one that's a kosher Erev, is the Sholem. The groysa challah that takes up 10 tables, that's not Sholem, lo yatsa. Musar is Hashem wants Shlemus. Shlemus, even something that's small as Sholem, is much more potent and more powerful than having big, big things which are incomplete. Okay, let's try to finish up here. This simon, go very quickly, it's not so hard. Now he tells us what is the defect in the loaf of bread. So you have a loaf of bread, but it's not complete. It's missing a small amount. It's okay, provided that it's less than 1/48. Of the loaf. Now, what's 1/48? So this refers to halakha in the Hilchas Challah. When you separate challah, what's the shear one is required to separate when you bake bread? So there are two different shiurim. There's a shear for a professional and the shear for a balabais. A balabais gives a lot more. For yourself, 1/24. If you're a professional baker, you're on a budget. You got to pay rent. You got to pay taxes. You're in a lot of trouble. You got everything's on the books. So you're on a budget. Chazal were lenient. You don't have to give so much. You only have to give one half, 1/48. So here the share is that if you have a loaf of bread and you want to use a loaf of bread for your matzah, very common, right? You have matzah. Not all the matzah perfect. By the way, the matzah was exceptionally good this year.
Yeah, it was. Everybody said so. It was
fantastic. Yashar koach. Take out the matzah. Not every matzah is perfect. You all know that. Amol, you have a matzah. Some are cracked, some are missing a little piece. So let's say you have a loaf of bread and it's not perfect. Is it good for your Eruv Chatzeros? I don't know, Lechem Mishnah, I don't really know the rules, what's called Shana, Kol Shana, no. But when dealing with Lechem Mishnah, we deal with Eruv Chatzeros, if the matzah is missing 1/48, it's good. And how do we call 1/48? The way, the fancy term, the term to remember is, people in the world of Halacha, is if it's the sheer chalas nachtoim, the amount of chal that a baker would give, which is half what a balabayis would give, if that amount of the bread is missing, it's considered, according to halacha, shalom. You don't have to worry, it's kosher for the erev. Uvulvadu miu im nito menu kidei chalas nachtam, shu echad wich echad meber mishmoina, me'arvim ba, afilo hoysa tvu l'chale. Why is that piece missing? Oh, because I gave it as chala, right, to the Kohen. Or today you don't give it to the Kohen, you burn it. No, we already gave challah. We gave challah a long time ago. It's just pashut missing. Not because we gave challah, because one of the grandchildren took a bite out of the challah. That's why it's missing. It's okay. Even though it was not taken l'shem challah, it was taken because someone was hungry, it's still called shalem and it's a kosher food. Eruv Chatzeros. V'yim nifrisa. Let's say the challah breaks. You have a challah and it breaks. Crazy glue. Just glue back together. It's okay, but the other, how do you glue back together? You take a splint, you take a toothpick, and you stick it into the challah, and then you stick in the other part, and it looks like it's complete. I don't know if it's going to work when it comes to matzah, but it will work when it comes to bread. By case with the splinter, you put one end in the bread, the broken piece. It's not noticeable. You can use this for your erev. Okay. And we'll see Haggah. We'll go very quickly. Haggah. V'yeish ha-perishu v'dohod de'enu v'arim rakim pas shalem. Chaynu shakol e'er b'yachad. Yeh pasham. This we have in Hakpada. That has to be only when, that's only when the entire Erev is one piece of bread. And this we'll leave because I'll explain this slowly, this part. Okay. We'll leave the Haggah for next time. We'll stop here. Okay, we'll take a little break.